how-tos for better loving God and others, how to live out the great commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, the connection between God's love and changing your life.
There's no doubt that there will be changes that he may want to make in our lives, at least in your life, honey. I don't know about mine. But those changes that he wants to make come out of our deepened love with him. And that is where we want to begin our new beginning, with who he really is. Did you know there's nothing you can do to cause him to love you anymore? He's declared you a saint, a joint heir with Jesus. Could that stir your heart with gratitude?
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more free tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
Welcome to Midweek on Great Commandment Radio. In today's program, as we explore healing wounded hearts, we're going to focus on fear. You know, in a world...
And I confessed to that yesterday. you don't need to even start with me.
I just barely looked over there, Teresa.
I know it, but you don't need to start.
I just barely looked over there.
I'm owning it.
I'm just looking across the microphone.
Don't talk about a world when you're all looking across here at me. Let's just get right to it, Dave.
That's David and Teresa Ferguson, and it's time for another edition of Great Commandment Radio. Daily, biblical, and practical how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. This week, our focus is on healing wounded hearts. And let's be honest, we live in a world filled with wounded hearts, also filled with fear, including the fear within our own hearts. How do you experience healing from fear? You'll find out on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Back to David and Teresa.
I was trying to say, in this very fear-filled world,
and looking at
filled
me
with terrorism and 9/11, and then we're going to bring it right down to Teresa. There's some of us out there today who oftentimes are consumed by a lot of fears. You know, is there going to be enough money? Is there going to be enough friends? Is there going to be enough security? Is there going to be enough of this? In today's program, we're going to talk about the power of love healing fear.
You know, honey, as you talk about that, as I was growing up, I saw fear in my mom. And I thought, I never want to be like my mother. And so it's like my self-sufficiency and self-reliance started trying to not be fearful. But I didn't realize that that self-sufficiency and self-reliance was a form of fear.
Hmm.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
A fear of there's not going to be anybody there for me, so I'm going to have to do it myself. I wonder how many women can relate to that.
Yeah. And so those fears just came out in different ways.
That's right. That's right.
So your mother might have been fearful about these 10 things, mm-hmm. and at all costs, I'm not going to be fearful about those 10.
That's right.
You got your own 10.
Yeah. I'm going to be a strong woman and not show fear, you know.
Yeah. So on today's program, we're glad you've joined us to find some biblical solutions. We're going to focus a lot on 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. It talks about perfect love cast out all fear. God's made provision for the wounded hearts of today as we find ourselves at times gripped with fear. Fear is inevitable in a fallen world, a world of tribulation. Certain anxieties and fears are inevitable. We just finished the opportunity of sharing with a couple this morning, and you could sense the fear of the future in their ministry. As they're going through troubling times in their church, and there's all kinds of fears, are we going to have to leave the church? The fears of what will happen to our children who have only known this church.
The fear of when I die, who's going to bury me? I mean, that's wild, but that's a real fear.
That was very clearly verbalized,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so we're living in a world where fears are rampant, and yet the Bible says Christ has come to give us life, give it to us abundantly, and yet the enemy seeks to steal, kill, destroy. And one of the ways he does it is to consume our hearts, to wound our hearts with the pain of fear.
I think one of the ways that he does that also is to try to isolate us in our fear. I know that's kind of what he did with me, trying to make me self-reliant and self-sufficient in trying to isolate me in my fear. And that's exactly the opposite of what we need. When we're fearful, we need the perfect love of somebody else in our lives.
That's right. We're going to be talking about not only being able to help identify some of those fears that maybe are in my own life or in the lives of people I love. Fears my children. Many parents out there today have got fearful children. Many in our relationships, our own homes, we find an enormous amount of fears. We're going to talk about identifying those and then God's solution. In our teaching segment, we'll focus upon the practicality of perfect love casting out fear. Be sure to visit greatcommandment.net. We have the Emotional Fitness Workbook. That workbook, Teresa, is being used by churches all across the country to try to help people realize that the Bible's not only given us great doctrine, but the Bible's very practical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you start doing these verses, they really work.
The Bible does talk to us about how to be healthy emotionally.
It really does. So this Emotional Fitness Workbook will help you, help those in your church. It'll be a great resource for you at greatcommandment.net. You'll also be able to download the free download for the week, an interesting picture of how our hearts get filled up with painful emotions, and yet the Bible comes to set us free. Well, as we enter into our teaching segment, what we want you to be listening for is this. Would you be open to identifying some of the fears that might surface in your heart and your life, even as we journey together in today's program? And secondly, as you begin to identify people around you who at times struggle with fears, could God be calling you, involving you in sharing some of His perfect love that people in your life would be a little less afraid? God using you as a minister of His love to see people set free from fear. In our teaching segment, we'll focus on those practical principles, and then in the closing segment, Teresa, we'll give some practical homework for our listeners of how they can be a part of sharing some of His perfect love. Because it's His love that's perfect, and yet He's put some of His perfect love in me.
Yeah.
What a journey it's been for me to move beyond criticizing your fears over the years to realizing that God's love in me needed to be shared with you in order to see those fears cast out. I know it's been a big difference for you, because me criticizing them didn't
just
seem
to
work. Just made
me feel condemned. There was lots of condemnation in my fears.
It really did make them worse, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in today's program, healing a wounded heart that sometimes is gripped with fear. You may want to email or call somebody. They can listen to Great Commandment Radio over the web 24/7. We're glad you've joined us today. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Now be sure to visit our website for today's free download to help you better experience freedom from fear in your heart and pass that experience and teaching on to others in your life and relationships. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. And while you're there, check out resources for better loving God and loving others as a parent, in your marriage relationship, if you're in Christian leadership, or as a Christian single. Go to greatcommandment.net for resources, our Great Commandment network of churches, and much, much more. All at www.greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Or call us toll free. We'd love to talk to you. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. We'll take you into our Emotional Fitness Workshop to experience freedom from fear. It's next on Great Commandment Radio. aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God, loving others, even loving friends. Time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Sometimes we're more preoccupied with keeping up with the Joneses than keeping up with our best friends.
As God brings people into our lives, we have the opportunity to kind of keep up with them. You know, look ahead. I was looking at my calendar not too long ago and came across Brian's birthday. And, you know, we ended up doing some creative things on Brian's birthday and little creative gifts for Brian. And I found something in a magazine the other day that I thought he would enjoy, and I put it in my notebook to just keep friends on our minds. Keep it up with them in those ways.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. In the next 24 hours, keep up with a friend. And for more free tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. The Bible says, the truth shall set you free, and one of those freedoms can be in your heart, freedom from fear. It's a freedom you can pass on to others, and it's a critical element of what we call emotional fitness. In fact, at the end of this segment, I'll give you information on how you can experience the Emotional Fitness Workshop yourself by ordering the Emotional Fitness Workbook. But right now, here's a segment on freedom from fear with Dr. David Ferguson from the Emotional Fitness Workshop.
If you could imagine with me, if God's answer to our hurt is the blessing of comfort, and His provision for our anger is the blessing of forgiveness. We're going to talk now about fear. We've mentioned earlier that God's not given us a spirit of fear, so we need to focus on the reality that we sometimes experience fear. Sometimes fear of the unknown, oftentimes fears generated from past hurts. Having been hurt, wounded at a point in the past, oftentimes we experience a fear that we may experience something like that in the future. And so we're going to talk about fears. Commonly, we'll find fears of inadequacy, fears of rejection, fears of failure. And in the midst of that, we're going to be looking at some biblical principles of what empties or heals fear. And an illustration I'll give you to highlight the critical ingredients in this, and you would know the answer, I think, before I start, but 1 John 4:18 and 19 says that perfect love casts out all fear. God's going to make a provision for our fear through the perfecting of His love. I've mentioned previously that my wife and I are blessed with grandchildren, and I remember when our first was born, we celebrated over my daughter Robin and her husband's house, the new arrival of this grandchild, and everyone gathered over there, the blessing of our families. We have the privilege to live in the same family. We're close, same town. And in the midst of that coming together, I was the last one to arrive. All the other cars were there, and I'm walking into my daughter's house to rejoice after the grandson has come home from the hospital. It should have been one of those mountaintop experiences, and before I got in the door, in my heart was a fear that I had not experienced for 20 years. And the fear was this: I am afraid that this little grandson might become more important to my wife than I am. As we've talked about earlier, emotions don't have to be rational to be real. I said that I had experienced that 20 years earlier. Part of the challenge of my wife and I's early years of marriage was that I had made a priority oftentimes of ministry ahead of her. And at the same time, I would have experienced often in those early years that the children seemed to be more important to her than I was. And a part of the healing that God had done in our marriage is we had walk through some times, importantly and sometimes painfully, of confession and forgiveness. There had been a healing of those wrong priorities. And there had been an establishment of security that after each of our relationship with God, we were the most important person in the other person's life. What a blessing that 20 years of having that security was. Just confident that after my wife's relationship with the Lord, I was next. Now, those of you that are married, I believe that's a part of what you think and hope you'll get when you get married. You may not have said the words, but I think you stood there saying, after this person's relationship with God, I'd be next. I don't think you stood there saying, I love them so much, give me fifth place. God had healed those wrong priorities, and we had been blessed by that sense of closeness in our marriage. And yet, here I am in this sense of irrational thoughts and emotions that says, I'm afraid this little grandson might become more important to her than I am.
Dr. David Ferguson from the Emotional Fitness Workshop. You can experience the entire workshop through our Emotional Fitness Workbook. And in doing so, you'll also be supporting local Christian radio in your own community. Always a worthy cause. So go to our website and order your copy of the Emotional Fitness Workbook today at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Order your copy of the Emotional Fitness Workbook. Practical and biblical how-tos, fill in the blanks. You can experience it in your own home, or better yet, in your Sunday school class or a Bible study group. The Emotional Fitness Workbook, yours at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others and passing that tradition on. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, the power of a tradition of love.
In our tradition, it always been at Valentine's for me to fix heart-shaped pancakes with strawberry syrup, and I would get up and put up streamers and Valentine candles and all, you know, anything goofy or silly I could come up with. Well, this heritage has been passed on. Our girls do that with their family. And so that's a tradition that we started and has passed on with each family.
That's Teresa Ferguson. Look for ways to begin traditions of love, a great way to pass on your values to your kids. And for more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
Well, Teresa, in this closing segment, we're going to talk about some of what does perfect love look like in casting out fear. And the first thing we'll mention is that God's perfect love always shares truth. When we are around folks that are sometimes fearful, we need to realize that underneath those fears are a lot of lies.
We just got through talking about in the first segment that the evil one is under our fears, and he would be the one that would help feed those lies. So me left alone with those fears, those are in my head, and I can remember coming to you and saying, David, I need to share these thoughts with you. They're bizarre, they're wild, but I need to get them out of my head. And the minute I got them out of my head and shared them with you, the perfect love of Christ being in you, shared them with somebody else, then you could help me dispel those lies, take them captive, yep, and know what the truth is.
By sharing the truth. So one of the things you want to look for is that the evil one, who's the one who's prompting our fears, is also called the father of all lies. And so I can remember, for instance, as you shared earlier today with a couple that's going through a painful, traumatic time, you shared very reassuringly with the wife, that we've walked through some challenging times in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That time, as you shared with her, of here we are without a job for a year, without mm-hmm. a salary for
That's
a year.
That's scary. That's
scary. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as your fears might have fed the lies of, you know, we don't know what to do. There's no hope. What will we do? You needed some of God's perfect love through me to share the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about sharing the truth, you know, I wasn't able to say, now, Teresa, I know exactly how God's going to fix this.
That's right. That's right. We didn't know the future.
But what I could say was, whatever happens, honey, I'm excited to walk through this with you.
Mm-hmm.
See, a part of my truth was, I'm going to walk through this with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be alone. And so, when we find a fearful person, what we want to look for is that underneath that is lies, and we need to learn to share the truth.
So who in your life might benefit from you sharing some of his truth? Maybe it's the simple truth of, just want you to know, I'm glad to journey with you in this. And this couple we just finished visiting with, Teresa, might have been as simple as us, as we left, saying to them, we're going to look forward to journeying with you through whatever lies ahead.
Yeah.
That was our truth. Mm-hmm. Our truth is we're going to look forward to journeying with them.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't give them a whole lot of certainty about, we know you're going to end up here,
right,
and this is what your salary is going to be,
right,
and you know, your
this
children
is how
won't,
it's going to work out.
Your children, yeah, we couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we could share was the truth of our commitment to love them.
Mm-hmm.
In the closing thought, perfect love also takes initiative. You see, one of the things that fear does is, you said earlier in today's program, honey, fear isolates us. Fear is one of those things that says, no one's looking out after me. Fear says, I've got to take care of this myself. Perfect love takes initiative. Is there someone in your life that sometimes is struggling with anxieties or fear? What they may need is your initiative. You to move first. You to enter into their life, just like Christ has entered into our life. Perfect love always takes initiative. Who in your life could benefit from maybe just your initiative? Maybe it's your initiative to enter into their child's life to simply say, you know, I thought it might be good if we just sit tonight for a few moments and let's sing some songs. Let's read a book together tonight. Let's take initiative. You might find that that helps them with those fears of going to sleep. Much more than just simply lecturing that child that there's nothing to be afraid of. Rather than saying there's nothing to be afraid of, why don't we take the initiative, enter into that child's life, and let's be there with them. We might find that that's a beautiful part of what casts out the fear. Love always takes initiative. Who in your life needs the initiative of his love shared through you? How about a phone call to somebody, you know, somebody that's on your heart right now, to just let them know I'm thinking about you. Love takes initiative. God's word works. Perfect love really does cast out fear. We're glad you've joined us on today's program of Great Commandment Radio. Again, be sure to visit the website, greatcommandment.net. 24/7, you can listen to our radio program, Free Stuff of the Week, the Resource Emotional Fitness. On tomorrow's program, this is one I don't like, Teresa, because I've had to do it so much.
Nobody likes to do this, Dad.
Confession heals guilt.
Nobody likes to talk about their guilt.
You just don't think there's anybody out there that just says,
oh, give me something to confess about.
Yeah.
No.
I just love saying I was wrong.
Yeah. Human nature is just not that.
Not that way. Well, on tomorrow's program, we're going to look at how it is that we heal guilt. The Bible probably talks about it in terms of the word conviction also. How do we really find ourselves healed in a wounded heart as we find ourselves with that sense of guilt? Confession heals guilt. We're going to talk about it two directions. Confession toward God, confession toward others. On tomorrow's program, Great Commandment Radio, hope you'll be with us on tomorrow's program, Confession Heals Guilt. See you then.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, would you like to experience more freedom from fear in your own heart, or have the ability to help others experience that freedom, the truth that will set them free when it comes to fear and other issues of emotional fitness? Go to greatcommandment.net and order your own copy of the Emotional Fitness Workbook. Oh, and don't forget today's free download for you or someone you love. The Emotional Fitness Workbook, today's free download. The ability to hear this broadcast and others again, our Great Commandment network of churches, chat rooms, support, resources, and more, all at www.greatcommandment.net. And when you order the Emotional Fitness Workbook, know that you'll be supporting local Christian radio in your own community. That's greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call our staff toll-free at 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. We continue our series on healing wounded hearts on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, when we experience freedom from guilt.
But I remember this television program years ago.
Oh, you talk about this often.
And it starred a guy named Fonzie.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you're that old too, aren't you?
No.
Oh, you lying.
Freedom from Guilt, next time on Great Commandment Radio. And we close with a special thanks to our Great Commandment network of radio stations. Keep local Christian radio alive and healthy in your community. Join us next time for Great Commandment Radio.